So we're in a series titled Rediscover Christmas. This is part four. The title of the message today is Loving People Despite Our Differences. There's a story about two farmers who knew each other and were good friends, but something happened and a feud developed. And they hadn't spoken to each other in quite some time. The whole thing started over a cat. The cat was astray, but both farmers began feeding the cat and claimed it as their own. But from there, everything went downhill. The neighbors quit talking, and the grudge escalated to the point where one of them dug a ditch to reroute a spring to make sure it divided their properties. The other farmer says, well, I can do something too. I'll get back at him. I'm going to build a fence. I don't even want to see the guy. And so a carpenter came along, and the carpenter said, hey, if you're going to build a fence, you're going to need a lot more wood. And so the farmer went to town to buy more wood, and he came back. And when he got back, he was surprised. The carpenter, instead of starting to build a fence, decided to build a bridge instead. Well, the guy on the other property saw the bridge and he was surprised, and he came walking across the bridge to the other farmer, and with a big sheepish grin, he says, you're a brave man. I didn't think you'd ever want to hear the sound of my voice. Can you forgive me? The first farmer was surprised and reached out to shake the neighbor's hand, and he found him saying, ah, I knew it was your cat all along. There's a song by David Wilcox. It's called Fearless Love. He uses this to introduce his song, but here's a line in the song. It says, fearless love makes you cross the border. Fearless love makes you cross the border. And today we're going to talk about this thing called love and what it can do for us, and especially as we think of building bridges to other people or to the people around us, even though there's differences in our lives. And so in your notes, your sermon listening guide, there's a couple verses I want to draw your attention to. Jesus told his disciples, a new command I give you, love one another. We've heard that before. It's very common. He says, as I have loved you, you must love one another. And in Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God the Father initiated this thing called agape love that we are to love other people with. Now, a definition of love, it's in your notes, and the word love, the agape love, it means to wish well or to take pleasure in. Do you realize that God takes pleasure in you today? We often don't think of it that way, but he literally takes pleasure and delight in you. That's what love does when it's focused on that person. It means to have preference for, to be interested in the welfare of. That's what God's love is toward you today. And we say, how can this be? Because I know who I am and what I've done in my past. And yet God says, wait, my love is greater than that. I have you're one of my preferred people. You're special. I'm concerned about your interest. I wish you well. I want the best for your life. That's what his love has done for us. But I want to show you a picture here. And it's a bridge. And when you think of a bridge, it connects two places, two points. We start over here, we cross the bridge and end up somewhere else. The two farmers were apart until they crossed a bridge. Instead of building a wall, the one built a bridge, the carpenter, and the two came together. You see, when you think about this love thing and what Jesus Christ did for us, Jesus built a bridge for us to do certain things. We start here, we cross the bridge, and we end up on the other side. I want to talk to you today about three bridges we all must cross. And when you think about love and loving people despite our differences with other people, this whole thing about the bridge, there are bridges that Jesus built for us to cross. And when we cross them, life takes on a whole nother level of fulfillment because we're walking in His footsteps. So today, three bridges we all need to cross. Let me just share them with you. Number one, it's in your notes. The first bridge is the upward bridge to restore your connection with God. Bridge number one, it's vertical. It's between your heart and God's heart to restore your relationship or connection with God Himself. Here's a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge. This is San Francisco. Maybe you've been there or been across this. This is a mile-long bridge. It's a beautiful bridge, one of the most popular in the world, and someone said the most photographed. But it connects San Francisco Peninsula with Marin County. And so you have this side and this side. And before the bridge, you couldn't connect. But after the bridge, people can go across it. It takes 20 to 30 minutes to walk across it. You can drive across it in less time. But here's what it does. It connects this side with this side. When Jesus came to earth, He connected down here with up here. It's a vertical bridge. It's upward. It's your heart and God's heart. And you know what? It's a bridge you and I must cross if we really want to get a hold of life and know it to its fullest. In John 3:13, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven. I want you to notice, He came from someplace. We think of Christmas and the birth of Jesus. Well, He came down from heaven. John 6:33, for the bread of God is He, Jesus, who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He's building a bridge. He came down. And finally, John 6:8, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. I want you to notice He came down. And you know what He did by coming down? He built a bridge. Connects two points, connects heaven, and it connects your heart to the living God. And in Romans 5:8, Paul put it this way, God demonstrated His own love. Back to this love, you are a preferred person to God. He has your best interest at heart. He's shadowed you with favor. He has you in His sights. It says, He demonstrated His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christmas is a bridge-building event that connects heaven and your heart. It makes possible your relationship with God to be reconnected and to live in relationship with Him. Came across this slide. I thought it was pretty good. It says, the shape of true love isn't a diamond, it's a cross. And so love motivated Jesus to somehow, some way, come down from heaven to earth. He was born the Virgin Mary. He built a bridge. Jesus said in Matthew 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your mind and strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. The upward bridge is the most important bridge of all. Because when He made possible to connect this point to this point, it's all about you and me. It's an individual bridge. And Jesus invites us to cross it, to live there, to experience what it is to live in vital relationship with God Himself, our Creator. So that's the first bridge. Let's go to the second one. This is one of my favorite ones. This is the inward bridge to yourself. Here's a picture of another bridge. Simple. But I want you to know there's another bridge that Jesus built for us. You know what it is? It's for you and me to love ourselves. You see, on one side is who we'd love to be. On the other side is who we really are. And there's this gap between the two. And this thing, Jesus says, I want you to learn to love yourself. It's a bridge you and I need to cross. Read with me Ephesians 3. Verses 17 to 19 in your notes. Let's read it together. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Here's what Paul is saying. He wants your life, your heart, to be rooted and grounded and established in the love that God the Father has for you. He says, listen, I want you to be planted in it. I want your life to be firmly fixed in it, be potted in it, be settled in it. Lay a foundation of your life that your heart is filled with this love of God the Father. And he says, Jesus says, I want you to learn to love yourself. So what's that mean? As I thought about this message last evening, you know, there's something we all have in common today. And here it is. We all have a great big mistake somewhere in our life. Maybe more than one. It's a pocket of pain. Everybody's got them. And we might like or love ourselves the majority of the time. But when we poke or come into contact with that nerve center of pain and darkness and sadness, you know what? We're challenged to love ourselves. It may be forgiving ourselves. It may have a pocket of anger down deep inside that you hold against yourself, I hold against myself, because I don't feel real good about what Larry did. And Jesus said, listen, I built another bridge. It's your bridge into your own heart that you need to cross to learn to love yourselves, especially in the area or the areas where we are holding something against ourselves. You know, I believe in the work of psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors and in all the professional help that we can get. I believe in that. But I do believe this also. There are places inside us that even they can't reach. But when Jesus Christ reconnected us with God, that's a bridge. He also built a bridge called love that we are to love ourselves. And you know what that love does? It will reach a place inside us that only He can reach. It's called inner healing. It's called a sense of somehow Jesus coming in and somehow bringing wholeness, completeness, acceptance, in the deepest part of me where I have failed or I really don't love myself. And what's interesting is the same love that God the Father has for us, that He takes pleasure in us, He prefers us, He's interested in our welfare, He's positive about us, that same love we are to love ourselves with. It's not selfish or self-centered. It's a balanced sense of healthy love that says, wait a minute, I will cross the bridge to go to work on the areas of my heart where I'm angry with myself, where I feel like I failed, and where I am imprisoned because of the emotions down deep. And when we cross that bridge, here's what happens. He can set us free. He can liberate us. And when our life is rooted and established and grounded in this powerful love, something happens inside me and I'm just a new person on the inside. It's a bridge we need to cross on a regular basis to love ourselves. Because Jesus said, hey, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's upward, that's vertical, number one. Number two, you and I are to love ourselves. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Maybe it's some kind of unforgiveness we have in our hearts that we hold against ourselves. Jesus says, I want to lay claims to that, cross that bridge. Let me give you grace to go to work on forgiving yourself, for somehow finding healing where there's deep pain and hurt from something that happened in your life. Let me cross that bridge with you. And you'll find newness of heart. So number one is the upward bridge. It restores us to God. Number two is the inward bridge into our own hearts. There's a third bridge. This is the outward bridge to love other people. This is another bridge. It's an outward bridge. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew 22:39. He says, love your neighbor. And, you know, the Bible says God is love and we're to love people, and we understand that. However, practicing it when people are different from us or where we have been offended by them is the challenge, and it's where the rubber meets the road. Here's a picture of a third bridge or another bridge. It's just one that connects two points, one side to the other. On one side is you, and the other side is the other person. I want you to do a quick scan, an inventory of your life. You're on one side, and on the other side is all the people in your life. And in this scan, I want you to check your heart and say, where am I in relation to the other person or people on that side of the bridge? Is everything good? Or are there areas or relationships with other people that maybe I need to tend to find greater peace? You see, Jesus said, the same love that God loves us with, we are to love ourselves, we're to love other people. There's a great story in Luke chapter 10 about the Good Samaritan, and we've heard that before. And there's a man going down to his way to Jericho. And he gets jumped by a bunch of thieves, and they beat him and stripped him, and they left him for half dead. And the story goes on. Jesus says that along came, let's see, the first one was a priest. And the priest is a religious person, and he saw the man on the side of the road, and he walked past him. Another one came along, and it was a Levite, one who works in the temple and tended to the things of the law. He sees the guy in the road and he walks past him, the religious people. But along comes a person who is a different race, the Samaritan. And so he comes along and he sees the guy, and he's a different race, but he stops to help him. He binds up his wounds. He takes him to an inn where he can find health and healing, even pays the bill. And the man gets better. So at the end of the story, Jesus says this: which of the three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Here's the point. There are people that are different from us, and some who may have offended us in the past. And there's bridges that Jesus built for us to cross with every person in our life. We are to steward that bridge and that relationship. And we are to love them with the same love that God the Father has loved us. Now, there's times when we do all we can to live at peace with another person. And we do our part. The other person may not reciprocate. That is life. But we do the best we can, and then we have to let that go. But there's this whole thing about loving our neighbors, and this loving our neighbor means keeping the bridges clean between our relationships with other people. Maybe it's in a marriage, could be with a parent or a child or a neighbor, a coworker. But Jesus built a bridge so that love could reign in those relationships. Well, three simple bridges we need to cross. Upward bridge, that reconnects us to God. I tell you, that's the most important one. That's Christmas in action. That's what Jesus came to the world. He built a bridge between up here and down here. Number two, an inward bridge where you and I learn to love ourselves. And we go to work on the area or the areas in our heart where we need God's grace to find greater freedom. And then we need to deal with the outward bridges to other people in which, hey, I need to just be a steward of every bridge I have with somebody else. And even though I have differences with them, and that's life, could be a family member, could be a friend, whoever it is, I need to keep the love intact despite the differences we have, as opposed to blowing up the bridge or walking away from it. We need to just steward it and be responsible for it. Well, as I close, I want to go back to the song David Wilcox wrote about fearless love. And back to the stanza, this one line that says this: fearless love makes you cross the border. What do you need to cross today? What bridge, what border do you need to continue to go over to practice in a better way? The first one, you know, connecting with God. Hopefully we're all there, and that's something we have to keep intact. But the second one, loving yourself. Do you need to cross that bridge today to go to work on God's grace helping you to love yourself better? Or lastly, loving other people. Is there a bridge with someone I need to tend to take care of, to clear my own heart, just to love them or bless them, like the Good Samaritan did with this person who was laying along the side of the road? So what bridge do you feel like God wants you to cross today? You see, that's why Jesus came. He came to build bridges, connects this point and this point. And when you and I practice those principles, can I tell you, the love of God will flow through us in a greater way. Let's bow for prayer. I want you to just take a moment and inventory your own life. How's the upward bridge? Your connection with God. Are you feeding it and tending to it during the week? Reading the Word, spending some time in prayer. Just say, God, if you feel challenged to do better, just make that decision now. Say, God, I'm gonna take care of that better this week. How about the second bridge? Loving yourself. Is there an area where you are imprisoned because you're angry with yourself? You hold it against yourself. Nobody sees it. It's buried in your basement. It's something that you know the depths of, and there may even be anger there. Cross the bridge and let the love of God the Father go to work on healing that part of your heart. Just surrender it to Him right now. And lastly, how about the outward bridges? This is with other people, your kids, husbands, wives, friends. As you do a scan of your heart, of your life, the Holy Spirit will lead you. and say, wait, do I need to love in a greater way with people who are different from me and not throw the baby out with the bathwater? But somehow say, God, help me to be more mature in accepting other people, working with them, dealing with them, because we can love other people despite our differences. Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Sunday, Sunday before Christmas, we celebrate that you came down and you built a bridge. You built more than one. And this morning, as your people, we just bow before you and invite your love to be fearless love in our hearts. That we would live in vital connection with you. That we would somehow live love freely toward ourselves and be generous with applying grace to our woundedness. And Father, help us to love other people around us who are different than we are. And that we could extend love through those bridges to be a blessing to them. Father, may each of us here today experience this thing called fearless love, in which these bridges in our life, we cross them regularly, and we allow your love to reign in them. May the power of your love be supreme in our life. In your name we pray. Amen.